This is Alistair Begg, inviting you to join me on the Deeper Faith Cruise to Canada and New England this coming September. Together, we'll be studying from God's Word, enjoying Christian fellowship, and all the while taking in the beautiful fall scenery. It looks like it'll be a terrific adventure, and I hope that you'll come along. You can learn more and book your ticket online at deeperfaithcruise.com or call 855-565-5519.
Christ demands first place. There's no room on the throne of your heart for two gods.
This is the Bill Bunkley Show on Faith Talk Tampa. Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Our rights come from nature and God and not from government.
History will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening.
Phone lines are open. In Hillsboro, 813-287-5700 or toll free 1-877-943-9673.
As for me and my house, we've already made a decision. We are going to serve the Lord. And that's a decision that every single person here tonight has to make. You either have to decide that you're going to serve the gods of materialism all around or the true and the living God.
And now, the president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission. Here's Bill Bunkley.
Good afternoon, my friends. Welcome to this Friday edition of the Bill Bunkley Show here on Salem Radio. And we're broadcasting all across Central Florida, from Gainesville to the north, all the way down to Fort Myers in the south, and from the Atlantic Ocean to the Gulf of Mexico, we have you covered. This is the day the Lord has made once again, and we will rejoice in it. So honored to be with you this afternoon for this three-hour briefing. We'll take you all the way up to the 6 o'clock hour. And I want to remind you, if there is a topic that you'd like to weigh in on, you can do that by calling 877-943-9673, 877-943-9673. In just a moment, we're going to take you to New York City for an update. Someone set themselves on fire outside of the courtroom where Donald Trump is in the midst of his trial. And officials from New York are going to explain live in just a few moments exactly what are the details around that person. And again, someone has set themselves on fire outside of the Trump Tower. And Gabe, are we? Is that feed coming in yet? All right, let's go ahead. And as soon as Deputy Commissioner Shepard steps to the mic and starts talking, we'll bring it to you. And we've got a lot to talk about, the Israeli retaliatory attack in Iran. But let's go to New York for this update.
Our Chief of Department, Jeffrey Maggi, who will update you on the incident that took place. You're going to then hear from the Fire Commissioner Kavanaugh on the condition of all the people that were involved, their medical conditions. And then we'll have our Chief of Detectives, Joe Kinney, and he'll talk to you about the investigation of the incident today. So with that, I'll bring out the Chief of Department, Jeffrey Maggi.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner Shepard. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to try and talk loud so you can all hear me. But at 1:30 this afternoon, right here in Collect Pond Park, which is directly opposite of a New York County Criminal Court at 100 Center Street, where the trial of former President Trump is currently taking place. We observe a male walk into the park. He walks to the center of the park. When he's in the park, he starts shuffling around his clothes. He opens up a book bag. From the book bag, he takes numerous pieces of papers, pamphlets out. He throws the pamphlets throughout the park. And then he pulls out a canister and pours some kind of liquid on himself, a liquid we believe is an accelerant, and he lights himself on fire. The male, he takes a couple of steps while he's on fire, and then eventually falls onto a police barrier and falls down to the ground. He's on fire. Another area in the park where some of the accelerant spilt is also on fire. Civilians, court officers, members of the police department, they run into the park. They make efforts to put him out. They use their coats. They use fire extinguishers. Eventually, FDNY responds. we're able to put the mail, extinguish the fire, and from that point, we remove him to Cornell Burn Unit, where right now he's there in a critical condition. At this moment, I'll let our fire commissioner talk about the condition of the mail and the condition of people who also helped and who are witnesses over there. Commissioner?
Thank you. As the chief mentioned, the victim is in critical condition but is alive and intubated at Cornell Burn Center. At this time, there were three NYPD officers and one court officer, so four officers who had minor injuries from their exposure to the fire. They are all fine, they are stable, and they are green tags, which is minor at this time. We were on scene, as the chief mentioned. EMS did treat and transport the patient, and we do have our fire marshals here helping with the investigation at this time.
Good afternoon, everyone. So the male that's involved in this incident, his name is going to be Maxwell Azzarello. Right, he's a male. He's born in 1987. His driver's license indicates that he's from St. Augustine, Florida. What we know from speaking to other witnesses and family members is that he arrived in New York sometime earlier in the week. We have his car being in St. Augustine, Florida on the 13th. So anywhere between the 13th and today, he arrived. We spoke to family members today. They were unaware that he was even in New York. As the fire commissioner stated, he's at Cornell Burn Center right now in likely condition. So the accelerant that was used, it appears to be some kind of alcohol-based substance that's used for cleaning. And that's all we have right now.
Carlos, why don't we go right down the line, left to right, and just we'll decide who's going to take what.
I wanted to ask about security. Obviously, there's an NYPD officer. Are you going to be putting more officers?
Listen, Mark, after every incident, we have an after action, and we'll talk about if we're going to add officers or not. But just so you know, we had a lot of officers in the area. It is open to the public to still walk through the park, and so there was no security breach here at all.
Eric Thurston.
The pamphlets seem to be propaganda-based, almost like a conspiracy theory type of pamphlet. Some information in regards to Ponzi schemes and the fact that some of our local educational institutes are fronts for the mob. So a little bit of a conspiracy theory going on here.
Rocco.
Chief, any indication that he was here in the park earlier in the week?
No, we're going to go through all August video, but what we've seen so far today, it appears that he walked from Leonard Street. He entered the park. Walked into the middle of the park and then committed the act.
Dollar Miles.
Very preliminary in dealing with the family so far. We just made notification to them that the incident had taken place.
Right back there.
How concerned are you that somebody was able to get this far in, life and stuff on fire? Obviously, you said they're in critical condition right now.
Yeah. Thank you. We're very concerned. Of course, we're going to review our security protocols. This gentleman did not breach the security protocols. The park was open to the public. But of course, we're going to look at everything, and with the magnitude of what's going on around right here, we'll reassess our security with our federal partners. Like I said, we're going to go back. We're going to go back to the command. We'll talk to our federal partners, and we'll make decisions. If we need to tighten up security, maybe we'll shut down the park. This is something that we'll determine once we talk with all our partners, with the court officers, to make sure that with everything going on, the gravity of the event going on right now, we make sure we'll have ample security.
All right, Anthony DiLorenzo.
So from the video and from eyewitnesses, it took a few minutes for the police officers to get there, to get their hands on fire extinguishers. Was there no FDNY presence already here because of the obvious person inside the courtroom? And is that something that maybe the FDNY wants to revisit in case there is some sort of another emergency like this where EMS or fire would have to respond immediately? Because it took police officers to use fire extinguishers.
So, Anthony, I'll give a piece of that to the fire commissioner, but obviously we're working in partnership with courts, FDNY, all of the city agencies that need to be over here are here. But you got to also remember, the park's open to the public. So there was no reason for anybody to already have a fire extinguisher on standby. Nobody knew that this guy was about to light himself on fire. So 2 minutes is a pretty quick response time. to be able to get to a vehicle, get a fire extinguisher, run around, get into the park, and start trying to extinguish this fire. All right. But as far as FDNY resources, I'll let Commissioner Kavanaugh just talk about what she may want to do.
Yeah, as they mentioned, you know, obviously we'll work with NYPD to review what happened, and if an additional resources are necessary, we will place them here. But typically for any kind of major security event, which this is, we have additional EMS resources on scene. Fire only sometimes, there usually is not a reason for that, as you typically would not have next to a public park, but we will work with NYPD to review that. I would have to confirm what time they responded. We'll get back to you, but we do typically in any kind of high security event have more EMS resources on scene, because there could be patients for any reason.
I'm going to do two or three more. Right here.
Not everything that you see right here is part of the plan. There's a large security plan for this, and trust me, when we had our meetings before this took place, we met with FDNY, EMS, we met with our court partners, we met with Secret Service, so I'm not quite sure what else you're looking for.
Well, an ambulance, like, on standby.
Yeah, EMS and FDNY are in the area at during this trial as well. And they're totally aware of what's going on, and our response time today was pretty quick.
All right, let's bring it back in. If you've been tuned in to the Bill Bunkley Show the last few moments, we have been listening in live to a press conference from New York City. In fact, right outside of the New York City a courthouse where Donald Trump is inside that courthouse for one of his four trials. Just after 1 o'clock this afternoon, there was a man who stepped into the small park right across the street from the entry to the court. He had a satchel with some flyers. He took the flyers out and started throwing them or placing them around the park. He then went to the central part of the park and put some sort of accelerant on himself. They believe it was some sort of alcohol-based accelerant, and he lit himself on fire. And as there was police and bystanders and court officials, certainly took everybody by surprise. About 2 minutes before they were able to run to a car, law enforcement vehicle, get a fire extinguisher out, and then using coats and jackets, they got the fire out. The man is still alive. He's in critical condition at the Cornell Medical Center burn unit, and he is from St. Augustine, Florida. And just a few days ago, on the 13th, we know that his car was in St. Augustine. He traveled to New York, and it seems like he had the flyers. He's got some political statements that he wanted to make, they referred to the statements on those flyers briefly. But again, gentleman left himself on fire, and he's now clinging to his life. More thoughts on this in a moment. You are tuned into the Bill Bunkley Show live on Salem Radio. And again, our phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. We'll be right back.
Daily Prayer Podcast provides timeless truths from God's Word to guide you through every day. Prayers for your hardest days and happiest ones. Prayers for when you wake up and when you lay down. We want to help you experience a richer prayer life today. Download your Daily Prayer Podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Or go to yourdailyprayer.com. That's yourdailyprayer.com.
Worried about inflation, digital currencies, political turmoil, and the future of your investments? It's time to take control with Conservative Wealth Protection Group. During these times, central banks are buying gold and precious metals at record levels. But the question is, are you? With access to the cheapest bullion in the nation, we have a deep understanding of the precious metals markets. We'll reveal strategies that both the wealthy and everyday patriots just like you are using to get the most out of their tax-deferred retirement plans. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, we provide guidance without high-pressure sales tactics. Our No Fees for Life IRA program offers the lowest prices on precious metals, along with tax-free and penalty-free transfers. Explore your options with a free consultation. Call 888-538-0111. That's 888-538-0111. Protect your family and your investments. Call 888-538-0111.
The Attorney Patrick Smith Show.
55-plus communities. I'm a young guy. Obviously, I'm not looking to buy a house. I just can't wrap my head around how a community can place a rule that you have to be 55-plus.
So I think that when you look at the fact that we can restrict something as precious as voting by age, it doesn't really seem as surprising to me that we can restrict who lives in a private community as much by age.
Listen to the Attorney Patrick Smith Show, Saturday mornings at 8 on Faith Talk Radio.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. But God only knows the real you. There's a kind of love that God only knows.
You keep a cover over every single secret. So afraid if someone saw them they would leave. But somebody, somebody, somebody sees you. Somebody, somebody will never leave.
Welcome back. God knows what you have been through. I'm your host, Bill Bunkley, on The Bill Bunkley Show here. Our phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. Someone has lit themselves on fire as a protest outside the trial of former President Donald Trump in New York City. That person is now at the Cornell University Burn Center and in critical condition. CNN is reporting that in some of the flyers that he had pulled out of his backpack, he was referring to NYU, which is New York University, and some claims about New York University is run by the mob, et cetera, et cetera. And so we believe that he resides in St. Augustine, Florida. His car was traced, whether it's going through a toll booth or whatever, his license tag, back on the 13th. So sometime between then and now, he arrived in New York City. And at the press conference, there was some questions about security, questions about, I guess, with the former president inside. I know that usually wherever the president is in that Secret Service detail, not only do you have security, but you usually also at least have an ambulance. So there's a lot of questions about the security. But looking forward, you know that the high-stakes presidential election, it is before us. And so I'm sure that the left, as they've already gotten their hands on somebody who has been able to provide whatever the content was in these protest, in this protest letter that this gentleman, it was a male, had before lighting himself on fire. And so obviously we're going to probably know more in detail about what was in that note. Some of the family members did not know that he had left Jacksonville to go up there. I think some others were aware. So, as you know, somebody setting themselves on fire, and then if whatever that political message was, was it a message that supported the left? Was it a message that supported the right? Was it a message of another point of view? Is this obviously, I would just speculate that anybody who's going to go that far and set themselves on fire, they have some other issues that are transpiring in their life. And so whether this is strictly a mental health issue with an opportunity to go to a place where it would have maximum impact or not, we do not know. But just pray for whoever this individual is. Certainly, you and I as Christ followers, we're just as curious as everybody else what was going on with him. But at the same time, we have certainly to some degree a very misguided individual who really took some steps to hurt himself, and pray that not only they can administer to his burns, but also probably to his mental health. So here's what we're going to do. The obvious issue that maybe some of you are tuned in for was last night, Israel finally conducted their retaliatory strike to the mainland of the country of Iran. Now, what we're going to do is, especially on Fridays, coming up in just about a little over 30 minutes, in the second hour of our briefing this afternoon, we're going to be joined by both of our answer stations here in Central Florida, and that's going to be 860 The Answer here, AM 930 The Answer, 93.7 FM for both. And so when we have our conservative listeners, that conservative platform, to join us at the 4 o'clock hour, then I'll do my briefing on what happened last night with the strike. And so there's a lot I could say about it now, but we're going to just wait a few minutes to do that. But I assure you, we're going to cover that completely. We've got a couple of noted Christians who have passed away, one of which I'm definitely was surprised to hear. We've got an update that from this morning from Benjamin Gill over at the CBN News that the nationwide radio network K-Love broke the news early this morning that Christian music artist Mandisa has passed away. Mandisa has passed away. She was 47 years of age. The cause of death has not been released, and details are sparse, but she apparently died at her home in Nashville, Tennessee, yesterday. David Pierce with K-Love, the chief media officer, said, quote, Mandisa loved Jesus, and she used her unusually extensive platform to talk about him at every turn. Her kindness was epic. Her smile was electric. Her voice massive, but it was no match for the size of her heart. And some of her Grammy Award-winning hits is Good Morning and Overcomer. And she has taken to the stage with folks like Toby Mac, Matthew West, Michael W. Smith, Kurt Franklin, Jordan Felice. She also wrote a book about her life, her testimony, Out of the Dark, My Journey Through the Shadows to Find God's Joy. Mandisa struggled her whole life with depression and trusting in God for healing. She had been very open. She's been on CBN many times and other Christian outlets like K-Love. But Pierce said that Mandisa struggled, and she was vulnerable enough to share that with us, which helped us talk about our own struggles. And as he said, now Mandisa's struggles are over. She's with God, and she's sang about now, who she sang about. We're saddened, and we're praying for Mandisa's family. So again, shocker, Mandisa, Grammy Award-winning Christian artist, dead at the age of 47. We don't have details about her homegoing. More of the Bill Bunkley Show in a moment. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. I'll be right back.
Only a spark to light my way. I want to give out. I want to give in. This is our crime. This is our sin. But I still believe. I still believe. Through the
W282 CI Tampa, W262 CP Bayonet Point.
Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Or listen on TuneIn and Odyssey.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A full jury of 12 people and six alternates have been seated in the Trump criminal trial, setting the stage for expected opening statements next week. Just after the jury was seated, emergency crews responding to a park just outside the New York courthouse where a person was on fire. That person was taken away on a stretcher to a hospital. The jury has been ordered to resume deliberations in the trial of a 75-year-old Arizona rancher. He's accused of fatally shooting a migrant on his property. The jury in Nogales near the Mexico border got the case on Thursday after a nearly one-month trial. 75-year-old George Allen Kelly, charged with second-degree murder in the January 2023 shooting. The Dow ahead 195 points, the Nasdaq losing 315. This is SRN News.
Biden is...
Hi, Bill Bunkley here for Care Team Home Care. I want you to meet two excellent Care Team Home Care professionals, Bill and Carissa.
My name is Bill Darnell. I'm the Director of Nursing for Care Team Home Care.
I am Carissa Darnell, and I am an infusion home health nurse for Care Team.
I feel that I make a great difference in patients and families' lives.
I feel supported as an RN by the company, and I feel that I can deliver excellent patient care because I am not stressed out.
We have a large portion of our clientele are veterans.
The scheduling is flexible, and the compensation is excellent.
Being able to be more at home, which is what we are, we're in the home, you're going to get to know them.
Want to make a change for 2024? Care Team Home Care is now hiring healthcare aides, LPNs, and RNs. You can apply in person at 3311 West Kennedy Boulevard. And for more information on career opportunities, visit careteamhomecare.com.
Retirement Outlook.
If your retirement account is mostly stocks or bonds, listen closely. The future of your savings may be more uncertain than ever before. Hi, I'm Paul Stone, CEO of Colonial Metals. The sad truth is our government continues to eat away at our freedoms and security. In economic times like these, run around the flagpole by lunatics in Washington, I look to the most trusted store of wealth in human history, physical gold and silver that you own. At Colonial Metals, we specialize in helping folks with IRAs and 401ks and other retirement accounts move their savings into physical gold and silver. If you'd like a free gold investment kit, give us a call today at 820-800-8000. My team is standing by, ready to rush a free gold investment kit to you. You may also qualify for $7,500 in free silver and a free safe. Call 820-800-8000 now. That's 820-800-8000.
Colonial Metals is not a financial advisor. Consult with your advisor before investing.
That's 820-800-8000.
Together, we'll join hands and hearts at the 31st Annual Tampa National Day of Prayer Brunch on Thursday, May 2nd. Join Faith Talk Tampa for this time-honored tradition at Armature Works, where our community lifts up our nation and its leaders in prayer. Around the theme, Lift Up the Word, Light Up the World, followed by an address by keynote speaker Laura Story. The Tampa National Day of Prayer Brunch. Get tickets now at letstalkfaith.com.
Yankee Arnold Ministries.
This is Dr. Ralph Yankee Arnold of Yankee Arnold Ministries. I want you to join me for each weekday. There is a new name and new time, but the same clear gospel message. Mark it down. Call a friend. This is Ralph Yankee Arnold. God bless and keep looking up.
Yankee Arnold Ministries. Weeknights at 6 on Faith Talk Tampa.
You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, and I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know
That's right. Yes, he knows all of our needs, and he is my Abba Father. And I know that if you know him as Jesus Christ, he is your Abba Father as well. Translated, he's our Daddy Father. I don't mean any disrespect, but the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the universe, he loves us. He wants to have a relationship with us. He wants to dialogue back and forth with us, and of course, his son Jesus Christ as well in that relationship. And it's a loving relationship. And when you look at Jesus Christ and the fact that he loves you enough that when you were in the middle of your sin and you cried out to him because you were at the end of your rope, save me, save me. He sent you that rescue ring. Pulled you out of the mire of sin. And once you accept him and ask forgiveness of your sins, pledge to move forward without doing no sins, only in the help of the Holy Spirit, you are born again. Hey, I want to remind you that right here we have an opportunity for you to win a pair of tickets. The Van Wezel Hall there in Sarasota. Some of you who tune in to Fox, if I mention the name Jimmy Fallon, you know he's a comedian. And you know him because he's on Fox all the time. Well, he's on tour. It's called the Everybody Calm Down Tour, and it is stopping at the Van Wezel Performing Arts Center Saturday, May the 11th at 8 p.m. And we have an opportunity for you to win a pair of tickets. Now, you know that he's a host of Fox Across America with Jimmy Fallon. He's also on Fox Radio. He's a regular on the late night program hosted by Greg. And he gives you an opportunity to come and have a fun night for sure. Now, right now, go to our website. That's letstalkfaith.com, letstalkfaith.com. You'll see the banner to enter to win tickets to see Jimmy Fallon at the Van Wezel Hall there in Sarasota. Letstalkfaith.com, letstalkfaith.com. Enter today and keep entering every day for the length of the contest, and that will increase your opportunities to win. I want to remind you and ask you a question. We're going to be doing this a lot between now and the next several weeks. We've got a very important election ahead of us. And we've got two very important proposed Florida constitutional amendments, both of which that need to be voted down. So my simple admonition to you that I hope it rings in your mind after several weeks of telling you, vote no on 3 and 4. The proposed constitutional amendments on your ballot, they're numbered. And very simple, vote no on 3, vote no on 4. Well, you'll say, Bill, what's number 3? Number 3 is authorizing the use of recreational marijuana all across Florida. I like to say this is the up and smoke amendment. Now, I get it. There's a lot of people that are smoking already with the medical marijuana. That is such a joke and being abused. I get it. I know it. But, man, talk to your friends in Colorado. And I don't mean, you know, folks that are radical lefties, et cetera, et cetera. You know, talk to folks who are God-fearing people, Christians, conservatives. And the last thing that we want to do is to approve recreational marijuana in Florida. And I stand against it, and I ask you to stand against it by voting no on number 3. But the one I am doubly concerned about is amendment number 4, and that is going to allow abortions all the way up to the moment of birth. It is a very radical, it's deceptive. It is just the most absurd proposition that unfortunately our Florida Supreme Court, in my opinion, didn't have the backbone to do the right thing. And that is, by a 4-3 vote, it was allowed to get on the ballot. And I believe that some of our Supreme Court justices, they've made some very good decisions. They've been appointed by conservative governors. But I think they took a look at what the radical left can do when you stand up courageously. They'll find, you know, these judges, they'll harass their kids, their grandkids. They'll camp out at their houses. So nonetheless, it's going to be on the ballot. And they're lying to you by saying, hey, it's just going to allow abortion up until the time of viability, which that's never been defined exactly, several weeks. But then it says or, O-R. Look at the or. Read the amendment. Or for the health of the mother as determined by a health care provider. Now, if they were going to be specific, they could have said, or the life of the mother, if it's life or death, and as diagnosed by a licensed doctor in Florida. They did that for a reason, because any condition can now be a condition to abort a baby all the way up to the point of birth. Migraines, headaches. I just am nervous. I'm anxious about having this baby, whatever it is. And then a health care provider, that could be any employee at Planned Parenthood, any of the Planned Parenthood clinics. And then they want to sell it at the top by saying, hey, you're a conservative. Many of you signed this petition. And I hope if you did, and you are pro-life, I hope humbly you will realize the mistake that you made. Now, I know these are paid petition gatherers. They're salesmen and saleswomen because they're going to get paid for each petition, each signature they get. And some of them were asking, hey, are you a conservative? Are you this? Are you that? Playing to the right and not the left. Hey, we've got a constitutional proposed amendment that limits government. Aren't you all about limiting government? Well, here, let me tell you, just limiting government and, you know, it's reasonable. You know, 6 weeks is a very short time for a woman to make a decision on abortion. We're just going to extend it out to viability, and I'm sure you might agree with that. And boom, they get your signature. Well, let me just tell you, you just gave them a green light, over 800,000 signatures, the green light to put this on the ballot in November. So you're going to hear me say more and more, and we're giving explanations right now, but it'd be daily reminders. Vote no on 3 and 4. Vote no on 3 and 4. Vote no on 3 and 4. It'd be a very quick reminder so that if you are going to do voting by mail, which I don't recommend, vote no on 3 and 4. If you're going to show up to one of the polling sites for early voting, vote no on 3 and 4. And many of you are traditionalists that like to vote on election day. If that's the case, well, on November 5th, go in the voting booth and vote no on 3 and 4. Reminding you again, we're going to be having a full debrief on what's happening in the Middle East and where do we go from here. I'm going to be giving you that brief just coming up in a little less than 20 minutes right here on the Bill Bunkley Show. Now, some of you remember back to a time of the founding of an organization called Concern Women for America. And I know I've got some dear friends, some ladies who were part of the Concern Women for America movement. Well, some of you, many of you probably know who Tim LaHaye was. Tim LaHaye was the author, he was a pastor, and he was the author, co-author of the book called Left Behind. And right now we're certainly focused on all of those movies and series and discussions about being left behind because With what's unfolding in the world, we could be raptured out at any moment for those of us that believe in a pre-tribulation rapture. And most of you, if you know Tim LaHaye, then you probably knew Beverly LaHaye, which was Tim's wife. And so in addition to passing along that Mandisa has passed away, we learn that Beverly LaHaye, at the age of 94, has also gone home to be with the Lord. And I appreciate my friends over at Ministry Watch with a good review of her life. And certainly I agree that Beverly was indeed a conservative political powerhouse. And she was the leader of Concerned Women for America for about 30 years. And she was at a retirement home in California. And last Sunday, she went home to be with the Lord. And she was born in Detroit, Michigan on April the 30th, 1929. And she was not really an outgoing person as she was growing up. At age 17, she enrolled in Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. And that's where she met, yep, you guessed it, Tim LaHaye. After a year, they were married. And she dropped out of school to financially support the family as her husband was serving in churches in South Carolina and Minnesota. And in her early years, she did everything she could to avoid the spotlight. And she was shy. And but in the 1970s, she published, she pushed through, I should say, through her timidity and started teaching what she had learned. And she and her husband started family life seminars, had about 8 lectures. But then it was 1978 where she became a political activist. In 1979, she founded Concerned Women for America. So effective. It influenced the culture and enacting change. And in fact, the Gipper, President Ronald Reagan, was quoted as saying that Beverly was, quote, one of the powerhouses, close quote, of the conservative movement as she was changing the faces of American politics. She served until 2006, retired from the board in 2020. Beverly LaHaye reunited with her husband and with her Savior, Jesus Christ. More of the Bill Bunkley Show in a moment. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Florida, want to help the over 20,000 plus children in the state's foster care system? Join All Pro Dad and the No More Foundation at Relevant Church at 6 p.m. on Sunday, May 1st, for an event where you can step up to foster, adopt, or learn how you can help families who are doing the incredibly hard but rewarding work of saving young lives. Text ACTION to 97000 to help make a difference today. That's text ACTION to 97000.
From breaking news and weather across the country to insight from the brightest minds in conservative opinion, it's Salem News Channel, home to the biggest shows on TV, like Sebastian Gorka, weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, followed by Stacey Washington at 5. Join SNC, where facts are sacred, critical thinking is celebrated, and the pursuit of truth is unwavering. Watch Salem News Channel free now on Zumo Play. Learn more at snc.tv/Zumo.
Since 1992, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews has helped rescue over 770,000 Jews out of poverty, persecution, and anti-Semitism on Fellowship Freedom flights. Bishop Paul Lanier, U.S. Board Chairman for the Fellowship.
I'm at the airport right now, Ben-Gurion Airport. There is a flight that has come in from Ukraine. In a matter of moments, precious children, orphans, will be getting off of this plane to be able to make Aliyah.
The cost to rescue one Jew on a Fellowship Freedom flight is $710. We're praying for 20 listeners who will call today and donate $35 to help bring one Jew to Israel. President and CEO of the Fellowship, Yael Eckstein.
Right now, all of us, we have an opportunity to help fulfill biblical prophecy for just $35. We all can take $35 to partner with God to bring a Jewish person home. Wow, the words of the Bible coming to fruition.
Just $35 helps one poor Jew out of a life of hopelessness and anti-Semitism.
My name is Rebecca, and I just challenge you today to give out of a cheerful, loving heart to his people that need so much these days, that are broken, that need comfort, that need to be brought home to their home place, Israel.
Jews have waited for this moment in history. They are looking to God for their rescue. God is looking to us, Christians, to be his representatives of prophetic biblical fulfillment. Your gift of $35 will go immediately to the Fellowship's Aliyah Ministry and will help support a poor Jew before and after their arrival in Israel. Please call 800-315-2112. 800-315-2112. That's 800-315-2112.
Hello, this is Alistair Begg inviting you to join me and my friends from Salem Media Group on the Deeper Faith Cruise to Canada and New England this coming September. We'll enjoy the beautiful fall scenery along the coastline as we make our way from Boston up through the Gulf of St. Lawrence and over to Quebec City. Our voyage will include stops in Rockland, Maine, Nova Scotia, and Prince Edward Island. We'll be visiting charming villages, touring historic lighthouses, dining on fresh seafood, and along the way, we'll have the opportunity to enjoy a wonderful time of Christian fellowship as we learn from God's Word together. That's the Deeper Faith Canada and New England Cruise, September 2024. Learn more and book your ticket online at deeperfaithcruise.com or by calling 855-565-5519. I hope you'll come along.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here. It's that time of the year. Mother's Day is right around the corner. And once again this year, we've got an opportunity for you to win $500 for your mama. That's right. It is our Mother's Day sweepstakes once again. And how would you like to really give an extraordinary present? Maybe one that you couldn't afford normally, but getting $500, that would make a difference. It is our annual Mother's Day $500 sweepstakes. And if you're the grand prize winner, that's what you're going to be taking home. Or you can also receive a free copy of Happy Heart by renowned author Tricia Goyer. Go to our website right now at letstalkfaith.com, all one word, letstalkfaith.com. Click on the banner for the Mother's Day sweepstakes. We want you to enter today. And as always, to increase your chances to win, come back day after day after day after day and to get your entry in for that great prize. As always, our phone lines are open at 877-943-9673, 877-943-9673. Well, I want to tell you that we are preparing, just so you know, we found out on April the 1st that the Supreme Court of Florida decided that they weren't going to be blocking the language of a very deceptive amendment that will allow basically third trimester abortions all the way to the point of birth. And so I want you to think about that, because that would just absolutely change everything that we have been all about here in the state of Florida. And so I want to assure you that in the coming days, I'm going to be bringing you some information about that particular proposal, and giving you an opportunity to be a part of opposing that. And we're going to be doing more education. We're going to be bringing back some strategies. And we also need you to be involved. But the number one thing we need right now, and I'm already urging the Florida Baptist Convention churches, I'm their legislative consultant for the last 28 years, and that is, each and every person who opposes third trimester abortions in Florida, if you're not if you're not registered to vote, we need you to register to vote right now, right today. Why? And that is because this is a very, very important time. Right now, I'm asking, if you are, well, at a mid-size or a larger church, you can have voter registration drives. The county officials, if you contact them and set an appointment, they'll come out on Wednesday night or Sunday, set up a registration table in the foyer or in an appropriate area that you'd like to have them at your church. And they can register you and your fellow church members right there on the spot. We are going to need every Christian, every evangelical Christian, even if you despise voting, even if you go and you only vote on one thing, but maybe while you're there, you'll be voting no on four. I would also encourage you to vote no on three, and that is to really pave Florida green. That's right, Florida up in smoke, because that is the green light to bring recreational marijuana smoke to Florida. And I hope that we wouldn't do that. I know that's formidable as well. But I want you right now, if you have the means for transportation, if you're not registered to vote, especially if you are a new resident, and some of you may be pro-choice, but you're pro-choice maybe the first trimester. 67 to 70% of the people are not pro-choice when it comes to third trimester abortions. That is this extreme bill, which is Proposition Amendment number 4. So would you do that for me? Next Monday, Tuesday, can you make the arrangements to go to one of your local supervisors of elections office and tell them that you would like to register to vote, take your driver's license with you? Coming up top of the hour, joined by our news talk stations and our briefing, Israel responds to Iran. Lots of this story. I'll unpack it next on the Bill Bunkley Show.
Florida residents, are you part of an organization or business that provides services to seniors in need? If you answered yes, the Florida Department of Elder Affairs needs you. The department relies on statewide partners to help address the needs of Florida seniors. If you're interested in joining the partnership program, please call 850-414-2138. Thank you for supporting the seniors in your community. This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
The Crucified Message.
Only God can make us holy. We cannot do it on our own. Some people will change when they see the light. Others change only when they feel the heat. Don't wait for the heat of the lake of fire before you try to change. It's too late then. Jesus says he's the light of the world.
The Crucified Message. Sundays at 7:30 and again at 6:30 on Faith Talk Tampa. WTBN Pinellas Park, WLCC Brandon.
Faith Talk Tampa.
Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Download the Faith Talk Tampa app.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In New York, at a park across the courthouse where the Trump criminal trial is taking place, sirens from an ambulance taking a man to the hospital. NY Chief of Department Jeffrey Battery says that man walked into the park.
He opens up a book bag. From the book bag, he takes numerous pieces of papers, pamphlets out. He throws the pamphlets throughout the park, and then he pulls out a canister and pours some kind of liquid on himself, and he lights himself on fire.
That Florida man is in critical condition. The investigation just now getting underway. Meanwhile, a full jury of 12 people and six alternates has been seated in the Trump criminal trial, setting the stage for expected opening arguments next week. Also at SRNNews.com, Senator Joni Ernst says weak U.S. foreign policy plays a role in the attacks against Israel and other U.S. allies.
I see Israel and much of the world that is in chaos as direct result from the appeasement of Joe Biden and his administration. We absolutely have to stand with Israel. Israel has a right to defend itself.
Senator Ernst was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt Show. The $95 billion national security aid package for Israel, Ukraine, and other U.S. allies has moved closer to passage. The key House procedural vote gained approval earlier today to move ahead with the bill. President Biden sent a swift endorsement of Speaker Mike Johnson's plan. Final votes will be taken on Saturday. Wall Street's latest losing week looks to be coming to a relatively quiet close. The Dow ahead 162 points, but the NASDAQ losing 363. This is SRNU.
But look around you, your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary, and giving up, it's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos. A better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Easter is America's number one church holiday.
According to a new poll of Protestant pastors from Lifeway Research, Easter is the day most likely to fill the pews. Christmas comes in second for general attendance, followed by Mother's Day, a distant third. The pastors also say that while attendance surges on those holidays, it is still lower than it used to be, reflecting an ongoing decline in church attendance that has characterized the U.S. for several decades. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Swedish Parliament has passed a law lowering the age required for people to legally change their gender from 18 to 16. Those under 18 still need approval from a guardian, a doctor, and the National Board of Health and Welfare. Sweden joining a number of countries with similar laws. That includes Denmark, Norway, Finland, and Spain. In general, transgenderism is being widely accepted in Western Europe. This is SRN News. To airplane.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh, my God.
gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, this video's galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Good afternoon, Central Florida. Bill Bunkley here, your host of the Bill Bunkley Show, The Briefing, the Friday edition for April the 19th, 2024. Welcome to our program. We've got two more hours of The Briefing this afternoon. This is a special hour on Friday afternoon because we welcome you, if you are listening right now on AM 860 The Answer Tampa Bay, as well as FM 93.7. And also, you're with me every afternoon from 4 to 5, and that is The Answer Sarasota, AM 930, as well as 93.7 FM for Bradenton, Sarasota, and Venice. We are delighted that you are here for The Briefing today. Well, if you're tuning in for the first time, I'm the host here on The Bill Bunkley Show. We conduct a three-hour briefing each every afternoon from 3 to 6, and I always invite you to please tell a friend, invite them to listen in. Because the best form of networking is to get the word out, and you're my best witnesses of what we do to keep you informed each and every afternoon. I'm a Christ follower, and that means that I'm a conservative as well. And so our commentary in this program is dedicated to looking at the issues of the day from a Christian worldview as well as a conservative worldview. I'm also president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. And in that particular role, I am also the legislative consultant to the Florida Baptist Convention. Now, the Florida Baptist Convention is the affiliating organization with the Southern Baptist Convention. So I represent about a million Florida Baptists, Southern Baptists, all across the state of Florida, and about 3,000 churches. And so we are delighted to be with you today. Our phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. And we welcome you to the broadcast this afternoon. Well, topic number one on The Briefing, you know what that has to be, and that is the retaliatory strike by the State of Israel that took place last night in Iran. And I want to tell you that it was very interesting because the whole world has been waiting for Israel to answer last Saturday night's attack, unprecedented attack. Iran threw everything but the kitchen sink at Israel, and basically, huge failure. Huge failure on many levels. 99% of missiles and cruise missiles and drones, rockets, you name it. And I'll tell you what, it was quite an embarrassment. And then what the Iranians do, they do well, man. They're just mouthing off and rattling the cages, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And so usually in the Middle East, it's an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Well, that's still the case here, but it's not what we're used to. In that neighborhood, you hit me, I'm going to hit you back. And I'm going to hit you back quick. And I'm going to hit you back harder than you hit me. That's just a fact of life in the state of Israel and the neighborhood they live in, the ring of fire all around tiny, teeny, tiny Israel of all the radical Jew haters that are committed to wipe Israel off the map. You know, the club of Jewish haters that want to commit absolute ethnic cleansing. Well, it's Iran. You see, Iran, Senator Kennedy said it best from Louisiana a few days ago, Iran is the pimp. Iran is the pimp. So kind of look at a pimp, right, in your mind. And then you got his prostitutes, those that are beckoning and doing his will and doing all manner of detestable things. You know what I mean? As a prostitute. So you got, obviously, you've got Syria. Obviously, you have Hezbollah in Lebanon. You've got Hamas that is on the way out there in the Gaza Strip. You got the Houthis over in Yemen. And so what you have is you have this really ugly situation if you're a Jew. But it's nothing new for the Jews, unfortunately, as they're getting ready to celebrate once again the Passover. And that is they have been the subject of horrible aggression. And what has been done to them, I know that probably the most egregious that comes to mind in our generation is the Holocaust and the Aryan superior race in his mind of a madman called Adolf Hitler. But understand that there have been these situations, especially in Russia, Eastern Europe. The Jews know what persecution is about and anti-Semitism about big time. So what happened was, even as soon as yesterday, as I was doing an analysis of what the speculation was, since it happened Saturday night, it was Saturday afternoon here. Well, no response from Israel on Monday, or Tuesday, or Wednesday, or yesterday. And then we're getting into Passover. And so Benjamin Netanyahu and the prime minister and Israel, they have a war cabinet. These stories started coming out, well, we're just going to slowly prepare our people, and Passover is coming up, and our people have been through an awful lot. We're just not going to probably do anything until after Passover. And so that was the company line. But just like Israel is a very strategic group of people. And they are very clever. And whatever they do, they definitely do what they want to do at a time of their choosing. So as everybody was sort of settling in, okay, what is it? Passover concludes on April 30th. Well, we'll be ready. We'll gear back up for all of this coming up then. And then last night, I forget what I was watching. The next thing I know, I got an alert. The crawls were somebody has attacked Iran. And even today, Israel has not admitted to anything of what happened last night. But so Israel conducts the retaliatory strike the world was waiting for. And then the question is, today, or was it last night? The strike was extremely limited. It was brilliant. It was strategic. It was pinpoint. Last night, Israel sent an overnight mail message, overnight delivery to Iran's Ayatollahs. You know what that message is? We can hit your nuclear development sites anytime we choose to. In a manner of our choosing, and we can defeat your Russian-supplied air defense systems. Now, I'm going to get back to that, but undoubtedly, the world was expecting something much, much, much bigger. But I'm going to make the case this is bigger than anything they accepted, they were expecting. Let me tell you what Israel did last night. I am just now hearing, actually been trying to look at it during the last couple of breaks, through the Pentagon is not saying Israel did it. Israel's not saying they did it, though the United States has kind of acknowledged that Israel did, because they're very quickly saying, we weren't involved, we weren't involved. So quite frankly, this morning, last night and this morning, there was kind of an assumption that to do this strike, Israel was using some of their new F-35 fighters. And in order to really do that, the question of refueling comes in. Refueling tankers. Now, keep in mind, obviously, those of us in Tampa Bay that have any kind of a knowledge of what goes on here with Special Operations Command and Central Command, we have a wing, an air wing at MacDill Air Force Base, and what do? They are an aerial refueling wing. And I've been up in the skies. In fact, I was on a mission not too long ago to refuel the Thunderbirds as they were. We went out. We flew out from MacDill out to their base at Nellis out in Las Vegas and the Thunderbirds home base. They took off and we flew with them cross continental. And about the time we were over Texas, we were refueling those F-16 fighters and boy, it was quite a ride. I got to go down right there in the boom, and I was waving at the Thunderbird pilots, and they were doing certain things, and it was really a lot of fun. But nonetheless, so everybody's thinking, well, United States says that they weren't involved with this, but boy, to do this, that they use those F-35s, they had to have refueling. So today, I'm even communicating back with some of the buds I know that would know, and I'm saying, you know, who else has refueling tankers? Because the new tankers that MacDill is going to get is the 46s, brand new Boeing product, and I know that Israel had ordered some of those refueling tankers, either in 23 or 22. They haven't been delivered yet. I think they're not due for next year. So I'll spend a little bit of time trying to figure out. Okay, America's denying they were involved, but if they were refueled, I mean, everybody would think, well, it's the United States was involved because it was their tanker. So here's what I've just found out. We'll get back to this in a moment. Apparently, there's a new armament. Because we're hearing this could change. I've just heard that it wasn't any kind of jets. It wasn't any kind of drones. That there's a brand new secret weapon, a precision weapon, a weapon that, when I come back, I'll explain, apparently can defeat a lot of detection systems, including the Russian S-300 defense installations to incoming missiles and rockets. I'll talk about that in a minute. Israel made a big statement last night. And the Ayatollahs, definitely rethinking. More of the brief in a moment, 877-943-9673. Weigh in on a conversation. Like to hear what you think about last night's retaliation. I'll be right back.
Everyone knows the old saying, nothing lasts forever. Well, whoever said that obviously never bought a timeshare. Not only do your maintenance fees and assessment fees go on forever, they go up forever. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Over 10 years ago, I was a timeshare salesman. But once I saw the dark side of the business, I quit. I started helping folks get out of their timeshares. Since then, we've helped over 30,000 families by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, If you were told timeshares are a great investment or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-839-8484. That's 800-839-8484. 800-839-8484.
Where can you go anytime, day or night, to hear full-length radio programs from favorites like John MacArthur, Greg Laurie, and Chuck Swindoll? The new OnePlace.com. Where can you get free devotionals, podcasts, and articles on issues like marriage and parenting, politics and current events, and Christian living for men and women? The new OnePlace.com. Your favorite Christian teachers, online and on mobile at OnePlace.com. OnePlace.com.
From breaking news and weather across the country to insight from the brightest minds in conservative opinion, it's Salem News Channel. Home to the biggest shows on TV, like Dennis Prager, weekdays at noon Eastern, followed by Jay and Jordan Seculo at 2. Join SNC, where facts are sacred, critical thinking is celebrated, and the pursuit of truth is unwavering. Watch Salem News Channel free now on Zumo Play. Learn more at snc.tv/Zumo.
Jesus in disguise, Jehovah passing by, the burden of a tear hanging in your eye. Jesus in disguise, a scar across the sky. You were looking for a king you would never recognize. Jesus in disguise.
Hey, welcome back, Bill Bunkley. The phone lines are open. What do you think about the job Israel did last night? Retaliatory strike on Iran soil, 877-943-9673. Now, this is unfolding so very quickly, but it's interesting. Jennifer Griffin just reported a few moments ago on Fox that a senior Pentagon official somehow was discussing that there may well have been a brand new missile, rocket, whatever, and it may not have been shot from a fighter jet outside the range of Iran, you know, kind of like a cruise missile or something, but The bottom line is this sent a message much louder to those who are in the know and the Ayatollahs in Iran, the defense leaders, the military leaders in Iran, and certainly the president, because one of the facilities where they're developing their nuclear weapons, they picked a town that was just maybe not a walking distance, but very, very close. There's this one mountain that comes up outside of this city that's to the south of Tehran, and it's in the middle of that mountain where they have some of their nuclear development facilities, but not all of them are in the mountain. So remember that Iran, well, they unleashed 300 different rockets, missiles, drones, blah, 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 blah. And they were all defeated, except for a couple that fell in at an airbase. Now, I don't know how many missiles, but apparently, as it's being leaked out, possibly there wasn't any drones. Possibly there wasn't any Israeli aircraft, or maybe if they were well outside the area. But they're talking about the possibility of a brand new type of armament. Now, remember that you'll hear the S-300 anti-aircraft or anti-defense sites. These are Russian-made. And several years ago, as you can well tell, that Israel is well-rounded in their military prowess, land, sea, and air. Now, Iran, it's got a few airplanes, but Iran doesn't have anywhere near the air power and superiority that Israel has. But several years ago, instead of buying airplanes, fighter jets, whatever, they decided to put all their money in defensive radar to defend anything that was incoming. You're with me? Now, the most sensitive sites in Iran, and they don't do this all in one place, the different laboratories where they're, I'll call it, they're baking and cooking all of what they have to do to make the, to refine the uranium, to get it to a point where they're not there yet, that it could be put on top of one of their existing ballistic missiles. So it's different sites. But what Israel did was, they sent this armament. If it's a new armament, we'll see. Whatever they sent in, very limited. Some are saying three. But many of the news reports, I don't think, are accurate. And I could very well not be accurate as well. At least I will admit that on the front end. But these were pinpoint strikes. And where they hit was a military base there in Iran that is right next to one of the main laboratories for this whole production that will ultimately be a nuclear weapon. They dropped that baby or those babies right there. And I understand that the S-300 defensive sites, they were taken out too, right in that area. So keep in mind what I said earlier. Okay, you guys, we're Israel. Take a look at what we just did. We can hit your nuclear development sites anytime we choose. And we could have chosen last night. And we can take them out in a matter of our choosing. And you may know what we're using. You may not know what we're using. And, oh, by the way, we can defeat your Russian-supplied air defense systems, those S-300s. Not only did Iran get greatly embarrassed a week ago on Saturday, people don't quite realize it yet, but I think it's an even greater embarrassment and a message of what happened last night. What happens if all of their Russian air defense systems are flawed with whatever new latest tactical weapons that Israel has to defeat them, and you defeat them, then you can send in, whether it's bunker buster bombs or whatever, you eliminate the threat to a lot of your aircraft coming in, and you own it. I mean, Israel owns it. Now, let's go to the other side. This was like a choreographed Israeli retaliatory strike. Let me tell you why. My opinion is this was a diplomatic, choreographed, United States approved, United States notified, you know, one of those wink, wink, nod, nod operations. Well, we didn't know. We weren't involved. No, 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 no. I'm just kind of smiling. Just know that we have a lot of capability right here down the street, Central Command, U.S. Special Operations Command. Message sent, message received. Iran will not strike back as promised because what they saw and what they see today, they do something stupid like they did last Saturday, and Iran is risking losing it all. Behind closed doors, they've got to know Israel can wipe them off the map. What do you think? 877-943-9673. More, and that has to do with Rafa in the United States coming up on the Bill Bunkley Show. Be right back.
W282 CI Tampa, W262 CP Bayonet Point.
Online at letstalkfaith.com
or listen on TuneIn and Odyssey.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A man set himself on fire outside the New York courtroom where the Trump criminal trial is taking place. It's not known if the incident is related to the trial. The Florida man is in critical condition. Meanwhile, a jury and alternates have been selected in the trial, which could start on Monday. Israel and Iran are both playing down an apparent Israeli airstrike near a major airbase and nuclear site in central Iran. The muted public responses signal that two enemies are ready to prevent their latest eruption of violence from escalating into a full-blown region-wide war. Stocks finishing mixed today. The Dow was up 211 points. The NASDAQ lost 319, and the S&P 500 dropped 43 points. This is SRN News.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is Carol Platt Liebau for TownHall.com. The Iranian regime attacked Israel on Saturday with over 300 drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles. Most Americans were horrified by the news. They would have been appalled to realize that America has effectively funded these drones and missiles that rain down on our closest Middle Eastern ally, thanks to the disastrous Obama-Biden-Iran policy. The Obama deal with Iran did nothing to curb its long-term nuclear ambitions, and it did provide Iran with billions in sanctions relief. After Biden came into office, the nuclear deal was resurrected with billions more in sanctions relief funneled to Iran. By October 7th of last year, sanctions relief to Iran had totaled more than $50 billion. That can buy plenty of drones and missiles. It's time for the Biden administration to do what's right and stop appeasing the enemies of our country and its allies. I'm Carol Platt Liebau.
This is Alistair Begg, inviting you to join me on the Deeper Faith Cruise to Canada and New England this coming September. Together, we'll be studying from God's Word, enjoying Christian fellowship, and all the while taking in the beautiful fall scenery. It looks like it'll be a terrific adventure, and I hope that you'll come along. You can learn more and book your ticket online at deeperfaithcruise.com or call 855-565-5519.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Lang, board-certified optometric physician and certified nutritional specialist, and the founder of the Lang Eye Institute and Fortify Vitamins. I've hosted the very popular Ask the Doctor program since 1993. I educate you on the latest advancements and natural approaches to eye disease and total body wellness. I'm Dr. Michael Lang, helping keep America fit and healthy.
The Lang Eye Institute in the Villages and the Fortified Nutrition Center on McMullen Booth Road in Clearwater. Online at fortified.com. And listen to Ask the Doctor Saturday mornings at 10 on Faith Talk Tampa.
All praise to God the Father. All praise to Christ the Son. All praise to the Holy Spirit. Our God has overcome. The King who was and is and evermore will be. In Jesus' mighty name. preparing a place for me, far beyond what hearts imagine, ears have heard, or eyes have seen. I believe that a day is coming. He's returning to claim his bride. Light the altar, keep it burning.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley, you're 877-943-9673. So, let's go to the rest of the story, as the great Paul Harvey would say. So, here we have an Israel. The ideal is that Biden and the Americans and others in the region certainly had a concern that if Israel really hit back, say, mano on mano with the same amount of number of attack weapons, then you're going to have, for sure, at this instant, all hell breaking out in the Middle East. And I know behind the scenes, the Biden administration was telling Netanyahu, hey, look at this, man. You embarrass these guys. You embarrass the daylights out of them. You already got your win. I mean, 99% protection, you got your win. Take it. Don't retaliate. Well, that's naive. If you don't retaliate in the Middle East, an eye for an eye or two for a tooth, you are inviting a lot more of the same. You get punched. I know we got my Christian brothers and sisters listening, but I'm just understand this is a fact of life over there. You hit me, I'm going to hit you back, like right now. And if I don't hit you back, like right now, that is a great sign of weakness and vulnerability. And so Israel didn't do anything. And now they're clever. They always keep people scratching their heads. Man, what's Israel doing? And then all of a sudden, before Passover, with no hint, now I tell you this, we know that the United States was notified, was it yesterday, that within 24 to 48 hours, Israel was going to retaliate. Now, we do know that the Biden administration were asking them not to retaliate. And then I've read some reports that in these discussions going back and forth, I think maybe in the diplomatic arena, because the United States has been coming down so hard on Netanyahu and Israel about ceasefire now in Rafah, go back, don't go any further, we got to get the hostages out. So the reality is Israel is going to finish their operation with some sort of covering from the United States or not in Rafah. They are going to go in. They're going to get Sinwar, the guy who was in an Israeli prison and was let loose many years ago, the last time they let prisoners out. And he's the ringleader on the ground for all this rape, murder, mayhem. Israel's going to finish the job, and they're going to go into Rafah, and they're going to get all the rats underground or whatever, because they are going to eliminate the Hamas threat, the organized Hamas threat in the Gaza Strip. Now, the president has been vocal because the president's playing for the two-state solution, and by the way, that's Illinois and Chicago, or wherever there's Muslims that are part of the votes Biden needs to get reelected. This is all about those folks, and you see them in the streets. I mean, they're taking no prisoners, like, you know, with the president and everything else. So he's been throwing Israel under the bus for several days to placate the radical Muslims. Hey, see what I'm doing? I'm standing up. And so what I think happened is, this is a typical quid pro quo Israel-American understanding. I think that the United States was well aware, number one, we know they knew Israel was going to strike, and we heard nothing out of the White House. And we haven't heard anything out of the White House as of this moment. Because if you're trying to quiet down the people in the streets, the less said, better. And so what you have is you have maybe this really delicate 2-3 missile, whatever it ends up being, we'll find out in days ahead. Very quiet, boom, 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 pinpoint strike that will leave a devastating, devastating message about how easy it was to hit this airbase, not be defeated by the defense systems, air defense systems. And, oh, by the way, this is right next to your nuclear deal. So I think maybe there was a deal behind the scenes. Israel knew this was not going to be an all-out attack that would probably trigger a huge retaliation and it just blow up in the Middle East. They probably figured also that when Iran saw how effective this was, nobody was hurt, and it was at a military base, not at a civilian population. Of course, that's what the radical Muslims like to do. That would send a strong message, strong retaliation, and I bet you that Israel said, okay, if we're going to agree to do this in such a limited fashion, then we need you to get off our back so we can go into Rafah and finish what we're doing and quick stirring it up of all this stuff. And by the way, I'm seeing so many photographs from Gaza. I couldn't even count the number of semi-trucks with food that's waiting to get in. And you know, there's certain market days. Now, there's a lot of rubble in Gaza. But I mean to tell you what, they had a film crew in there going up and down this long street. Man, there's food everywhere. Fresh vegetables, all sorts of things. The bread factories, the bakeries, all of those, there's plenty of bread for everybody. And so, bread's a big staple there in the Middle East. So, but anyway, I think it was a quid pro quo. So I think you're now going to see maybe not much during Passover, but they're going to go into Rafah. They're going to eliminate Hamas. And they have all sorts of the reserves that are going to be up on the northern border. Some of them are going to be able to kind of be spending some time with their families for Passover. But guess what? Next up, Hamas is going to be taken care of. But the next up is Hezbollah in Lebanon. Because they are not going to be allowed to stay right there on the border. Got 100,000 Israelis who've had to leave their houses, like our tour host Boaz and Maggie Shalgi with EDI Travel. I've been collecting money to send them from some of the folks who's been on my pilgrimages to kind of help them out, because so much of the economy is at a standstill. But nonetheless, we'll see. Just a little analysis and speculation right now. 877-943-9673. Who do we have standing by? James in Clearwater, welcome to the Bill Bunkley Show, my friend.
Hey, Bill, I'm talking to you on the one of your promoters that have your cell phone service. Anyway, when we were ready to retreat from Afghanistan, President Trump met with the leader over there, and he sat down with him and handed him a picture. And the guy goes, oh, this is a picture of my house. And they looked at the Trump, and he said, well, this is a picture of my house. And he said, yes. And that was it. He didn't have to say anything else. If any of Americans were killed, he'd be gone. Mm-hmm. When he went to talk to Putin, he told President Putin, he said, listen, I know within 3 feet, 24 hours a day, exactly where you are. Guess what? He didn't go into Ukraine at the time. As far as pushing his luck, if yep. You know what I mean. And I think all he has to do, Israel, anybody, just mail each of these mullahs over there in Iran a picture of their house and say, we know where you are 24 hours a day. And it'd be over with.
Well, you know, I agree, but I kind of think what happened last night already sent that message de facto. I really do. Like, we want to hit you. We can do whatever we want to do, friends. How you want to do it? How you want to do it? You know?
Yeah.
How you want this thing to play out? But what do you compare real quickly?
Sure.
Boy, we got a great military. And I know some of the guys at Special Operations and Central Command, we got a lot of heroes. But the civilian oversight is horrific, and that's led by President Biden. But when you look at not only capabilities, because we got a lot of capabilities, but then you look at the civilian leadership. You look at Netanyahu and the War Cabinet, and you look at President Biden and the State Department, and you look at Israel's handling of business in the United States and what we're doing and how we're putting our men and women in harm's way, especially all those bases that are exposed. We got men on the ground, men and women in Syria and in Iraq. What do you think when you see these two militaries? I mean, it's almost like it's night and day because Israel, man, they just put their foot down and take names. What do you think?
I think that that's a thing that you pointed out, how vulnerable we are. That may very well be how Iran gets back at Israel by hitting us. Friend of my friend is, you know, an enemy of my enemy is your, you know how it goes.
I think what they have to calculate now, they're going to lose Hamas. And they're going to figure out those Houthis, those guys that are shooting those Chinese rockets from to the south and the east. And the question is, that also sends a signal. You want to go mano a mano with us in Lebanon with Hezbollah? We're gonna knock them out one way or another. And I think that the message that was sent. And I think that each of those, well, let's put it this way. We got 30 seconds. They hit another, I think it was a Hezbollah commander, just what you said. Look at in the last month, how many generals and individuals pinpointed in a car, in a house, in a building next to Israel just picks them off one by one. So what you said, I think that message is already sent. And the question is, how many days do they want to keep chancing this and keep their lives? But we got a hard break coming up. But I thank you so much for tuning in and listening, and I appreciate your opinion.
I'm the Pure Talk radio station. Bye.
Thank you. God bless. More of the Bill Bunkley Show in a moment. Appreciate our callers. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-353-2973 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-353-2973. That's 800-353-2973. What do you have to lose? Call 800-353-2973. Again, 800-353-2973.
Get ready to join hands and hearts in prayer at the 31st Annual Tampa National Day of Prayer Brunch. Faith Talk Tampa invites you to join us on Thursday, May 2nd, to a time-honored tradition where the community comes together to lift up our nation and its leaders. We're thrilled to announce our special keynote speaker, Laura Story. As a Grammy-winning songwriter, best-selling author, and dedicated Bible teacher, Laura will inspire us with her insights and messages of hope. Don't miss this unforgettable event. Join Faith Talk Tampa at Armature Works in Tampa from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Thursday, May 2nd.
Let's come together as a community and make a difference through the power of prayer. Tickets are available now. Reserve your spot at letstalkfaith.com or call 813-349-8238.
Since 1992, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews has helped rescue over 770,000 Jews out of poverty, persecution, and anti-Semitism on Fellowship Freedom Flights. Bishop Paul Lanier, U.S. Board Chairman for the Fellowship.
I'm at the airport right now, Ben-Gurion Airport. There is a flight that has come in from Ukraine. In a matter of moments, precious children, orphans, will be getting off of this plane to be able to make Aliyah.
The cost to rescue one Jew on a Fellowship Freedom flight is $710. We're praying for 20 listeners who will call today and donate $35 to help bring one Jew to Israel. President and CEO of the Fellowship, Yael Eckstein.
Right now, all of us, we have an opportunity to help fulfill biblical prophecy for just $35. We all can take $35 to partner with God to bring a Jewish person home. Wow, the words of the Bible coming to fruition.
Just $35 helps one poor Jew out of a life of hopelessness and anti-Semitism.
My name is Rebecca, and I just challenge you today to give out of a cheerful, loving heart to his people that need so much these days, that are broken, that need comfort, that need to be brought home to their home place, Israel.
Jews have waited for this moment in history. They are looking to God for their rescue. God is looking to us, Christians, to be his representatives of prophetic biblical fulfillment. Your gift of $35 will go immediately to the Fellowship's Aliyah ministry and will help support a poor Jew before and after their arrival in Israel. Please call 800-315-2112. 800-315-2112. That's 800-315-2112.
The following segment was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here, and I wanted to talk a little bit about a fantastic opportunity, especially in the culture that surrounds us. You know, it seems like everywhere we look, somebody's lying to us. Something is deceptive. Not to mention that it seems in many aspects of the culture, just people are so disconnected. And we have to make sure that we are walking with the Lord, we're in tune with the Lord, and that we have our own abilities through the Holy Spirit to be able to have discernment. Well, we've been talking about something that's very limited, but we have a fantastic opportunity. Now, counterfeit ideas are everywhere in the culture around us. And if we're not careful, well, we can lose hope. But we know the truth in Scripture, and we know that we have truth, and we have our focus and our compass is via the Holy Spirit and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And one of our favorite pastors is Pastor Jack Hibbs. And not only has he been a leading pastor in terms of discerning the times that are around us. He's been on Capitol Hill opening up a prayer for the Congress. He has spoken the truth, a lot of it about the culture, and certainly has had a pushback from those on the left. But he's got a brand new book, and we've got a brand new opportunity for you. Now, you know that we love to refer books to you here on The Bill Bunkley Show, and I think reading should be a top priority for every Christ follower. He's written a brand new book, and the foreword is by Jack Hibbs, and that is Living in the Days of Deception. And it's how to discern truth from culture's lies. Now, the days is not about D-A-Y-S. It is days, D-A-Z-E. And, of course, this is connected with Real Life Radio. And right now, I want to make sure you understand we've got a very special contest. So right now, we have three grand prize winners. Now listen to this. This is a awesome opportunity. Three grand prize winners will win a 10-inch, 10th generation iPad. But it's not just the iPad. It is chock full with content from Real Life Ministries and Pastor Jack Hibbs. And each one of these 10th generation iPads with all of this content, if you're a grand prize winner, that's a value of about $620. And so we've got three of those to give away. Now, that's not all, because we have another step. And when you go to letstalkfaith.com, letstalkfaith.com, click on the banner for Living in the Days, D-A-Z-E, of Deception. We also have 25 first place winners, and each of those winners are going to take home an autographed copy of Pastor Jack Hibbs' new book, Living in the Days of Deception. Now, this is a book that I think is very, very important reading. And you know, each and every afternoon, I'm with you 3 full hours for the briefing. And a lot of what I do here on the program is what our pastors used to do way back hundreds of years, certainly during the colonial times, and then those 13 colonies, then began the nexus for the forming of the United States of America. Back in that time, not only was going to church a time of praise and worship, it was a time of the pastor or the minister bringing the word, but that pastor would also discuss the important issues of the day from a Christian worldview, and you better believe they were also involved with giving guidance as to those who are offering themselves up for public service, who were Christ followers or not. So what is what Jack Hibbs is doing is this new book and this opportunity to get all this in the content on this opportunity to win a 10th generation iPad. It just follows along with what we do here in each and every day. And I want to give you an opportunity to be in the running for also these 25 autographed books. Now, in addition to that, we've got an introductory chapter. Everybody who goes to our website at letstalkfaith.com and goes to our banner, you can see it right there, Living in the Days of Deception, you have an opportunity to download a free chapter from this brand new book from Pastor Jack Hibbs. And so there's so many ways for you to win. And as always, what we always do is we give you an opportunity to really interact with us and to interact with this great offer from Real Life Radio and Jack Hibbs. And so come back and put an entry in starting today, and come back and put an entry in every day leading up to May 1st. Because when you do that, you are going to have an opportunity to have more of your name in the hat when that drawing takes place. And as always, there's bonus entry options when you go and check out all the information. So right now, would you like to have a little bit of further guidance as you live in the days of deception? Go to our website right now at letstalkfaith.com, letstalkfaith.com. Click on the link for the contest to enter a 10th generation iPad plus more, and come back each and every day till May the 1st. I'm Bill Bunkley. More of the Bill Bunkley Show in a moment. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
The preceding segment was pre-recorded.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, PreventChildAbuseFL.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
From breaking news and weather across the country to insight from the brightest minds in conservative opinion, it's Salem News Channel, home to the biggest shows on TV, like Brandon Tatum weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, followed by Charlie Kirk at 7. Join SNC, where facts are sacred, critical thinking is celebrated, and the pursuit of truth is unwavering. Watch Salem News Channel free now on Zumo Play. Learn more at snc.tv/Zumo.
WTBN Pinellas Park, WLCC Brandon.
Faith Talk Tampa,
online at letstalkfaith.com.
Download the Faith Talk Tampa app.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The House has pushed a $95 billion national security aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies closer to passage. A key procedural vote gained approval today to move ahead with the bill. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the aid package is the product of a divided government.
This is the best possible product that we can get under these circumstances to take care of these really important obligations. And so we look forward to the vote tomorrow. We look forward to every member voting their conscience and their desire. And that is exactly how this process is supposed to work and how the House is supposed to operate. So we're happy to provide that.
Johnson's job as Speaker is under threat as the restless right flank threatens to oust him from office. President Biden sent a swift endorsement of the speaker's plan. Final votes on the passage are expected Saturday. Ukraine's forces may have downed one of Russia's strategic bombers. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine's Air Force is claiming it shot down a Russian bomber plane, but Moscow officials say the plane crashed on Friday in a sparsely populated area due to a malfunction after a combat mission. Neither claim could be independently verified. Meanwhile, officials say Russian missiles struck cities in the central Dnipro region of Ukraine, killing 8 people, including a 14-year-old girl and an 8-year-old boy, and injuring close to 30. The Russian assault hit urban areas as well as train infrastructure in the Dnipro region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A full jury of 12 people and 6 alternates has been seated for Donald Trump's alleged hush money case, setting the stage for opening statements next week in the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president. Another mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow up by 211 points, but the Nasdaq dropped 319. This is SRN News. What's the leading cause of death in the U.S.?
It might be abortion. Officially, heart disease kills more Americans than anything else, about 696,000 at last check. But there were over 625,000 abortions in this country at the same time, and 4 states don't report their numbers. In fact, the pro-abortion Guttmacher Institute puts the total at more like 900,000. Even at 625,000, abortion would surpass cancer as the second leading cause of death in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in the Arizona Senate have cleared a path to bring a proposed repeal of the state's near-total ban on abortions to a vote. But in the House, Republicans blocked efforts to undo the long-dormant statute. The state's near-total ban permits abortions only for saving the woman's life and provides no exceptions for rape or incest. It carries a sentence of 2 to 5 years in prison for doctors or anyone else who assists an abortion. This is SRN News. Polish police have confirmed the arrests of 2 people suspected of carrying out an attack last month on a key ally of the late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
Lithuania's president thanked both countries' police forces. He also warned the attack's organizers, do not try to repeat it. Leonid Volkov served as Mr. Navalny's chief of staff until the opposition leader died in a Russian prison in February. Mr. Volkov has lived outside Russia for some years for his own safety. He suffered a broken arm during last month's assault outside his home, during which he was repeatedly struck with a hammer. Writing on social media, Mr. Volkov said it was important to expose what he called the chain of command from Putin to the guy with the hammer.
The BBC's Adam Easton. Olympic organizers unveiled their plans to use artificial intelligence in sports, joining the global rush. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.
relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The following segment was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Christ demands first place. There's no room on the throne of your heart for two gods.
This is the Bill Bunkley Show on Faith Talk Tampa. Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Our rights come from nature and God and not from government.
History will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening.
Phone lines are open. In Hillsboro, 813-287-5700 or toll free 1-877-943-9673.
As for me and my house, we've already made a decision. We are going to serve the Lord. And that's a decision that every single person here tonight has to make. You either have to decide that you're going to serve the gods of materialism all around or the true and the living God.
And now, the president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission. Here's Bill Bunkley.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here on The Briefing on Salem Radio as we're broadcasting all across Central Florida from the beaches of the Gulf of Mexico all the way eastward to the beaches of the Atlantic Ocean. And in the central part of the peninsula, we've got you covered all the way through the villages, Ocala and Gainesville to the north. And moving southward from I-4, we've got you covered in Brandon, Riverview, Bradenton, Sarasota, Venice, all the way down to North Fort Myers and Cape Coral, about where you make that dogleg left and go across Alligator Alley into Fort Lauderdale. And we are broadcasting from our studios in Tampa this afternoon. Well, every week on Friday, we have a very important opportunity to drill a little bit deeper with one of our friends at Focus on the Family. And coming up in just a minute, Joni DeBrito is going to be joining us, and we're going to be talking about how to help your kids with their mental health. But first, I want to remind you that the website that I recommend after you research a challenge or an issue or guidance from the Lord in both the Old and New Testament, after that, and as you're trying to work through what the Holy Spirit is telling you and how you can move forth in the Lord, I got to tell you what, there's great resources at FocusOnTheFamily.com for you to get some of that additional help. And I want to tell you, there's no other comprehensive Christian worldview website that does a better job of giving you that advice after the scriptures. And including, you know, sometimes life gets a little bit tough. And sometimes maybe there is an opportunity that you would love to get some input from maybe a trained counselor who's also dedicated to a Christian worldview to have a discussion about something going on in your life. And then if there is you know, a reason for that conversation to, well, carry forward, you can also then get referred right back here in many opportunities all across Central Florida for some counseling. But when you go to FocusOnTheFamily.com, it's free. There's no membership fee. You don't have to pay. But let me tell you what, it's not free, even though it's complimentary to you. And in fact, It takes millions and millions of dollars to keep all of the operation to focus on the family on the front lines for us, especially in the challenging culture that we live in. So I want to remind you that if you could chip in with a contribution, it's real easy. When you go to focusonthefamily.com, all you have to do is in /give. That's right, focusonthefamily.com/give, and there you can give. And I always want to plant the seed. I know we are now become familiar about paying things forward and maybe paying things forward for a project. But you know what? You could also, if God's blessed you financially, you could make a gift on behalf of others that are getting the guidance on how to live in this culture with a Christian worldview, and maybe you could give a gift on their behalf. Well, today, let me tell you, in my opinion, when it comes to kids and trying to maintain their mental health, it is a full-time plus job in the culture that we live in. No longer are our homes our sanctuaries. Because now when you have those little electronic instruments in your hand or in front of you, and, you know, youngsters have learned very much how to cleverly maneuver in ways that parents can't. But all that effect is having on their mental health, and we see that with all of this idea about gender dysphoria, et cetera. Well, we're going to sort some things out this afternoon to give you some tips on how to help your kids. Dr. Joni DeBrito is a licensed clinical social worker with Focus on the Family, as well as a licensed marriage and family therapist. And now she's part of the wonderful counseling team I spoke of as a Hope Restored Aftercare Coach. And what she's doing is focusing on helping couples have more meaningful relationships. She was formerly the director of parenting and youth there at Focus on the Family and co-creator of its suicide prevention program, Alive to Thrive. And she continues to help and to educate us about suicide and the other issues related to our kids and young adult mental health. And she's with us today. And I got to tell you, thank you so much for your years of service at Focused and your deep experience. And we appreciate tapping into that this afternoon.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks so much for having me back, Bill.
I guess I asked the question, sometimes a parent may ask, boy, this thing's getting real deep. Where do I begin? How do I begin to start sorting this out and then taking some proactive steps to make sure that I am taking care of my kids' mental health?
Well, there are a couple of really important things that parents can do. The first thing is to take the time to get to know their children. And that really happens by having conversations. You mentioned the devices, so if they can turn off the devices, maybe when they're driving in the car, put phones away, turn off the radio, that sort of thing. Talk with their kids, get to know the things that are going on in their lives. The more you know your children, the more you are likely to recognize changes that are happening in their lives. And so the second thing is that you watch for patterns of changes. Now, especially as kids get more into adolescence, we expect them to experience a lot of changes, right? Because that's part of their life, to change and grow, and obviously there are hormones kicking in and so forth. But we're looking for those patterns that are concerning to us and show us that they're not just going through maybe a little short-term phase, but this is having some staying power. So when they are eating more than usual or eating less, when they are sleeping more or sleeping less, when you see more fits of anger or outrage or crying, if they're isolating a lot, that's really concerning, especially if they're isolating with those devices. And then probably the biggest things parents can do to really help their children begin to be healthier and to also learn more about their kids is help them limit time on those devices. It shouldn't be more than about 2 hours of non-academic screen time a day. And as we know, a lot of kids are on screens far longer than that. We've got to get them off the screens. We've got to get them outside enjoying the fresh air, the sunshine, but also just face-to-face conversations with them can be so important for parents to understand how their kids are actually doing.
And folks, believe me, on an evening, it's not good communication when your son or daughter is in one room and the conversation is text messages and you're texting back and forth when you live under the same roof. Now, what I'd like to do is I'd really like to go way deeper, and that is, there's a tremendous amount of confusion with kids. there is this whole idea about who they are. Now, unfortunately, Satan has worked through a lot of public school officials and others when they're younger to question even whether they want to be a boy or a girl. Why am I here? And so all of that leads to the S word, and that is suicide. Talk a little bit about that, because I know that a lot of parents maybe not want to go there, and you may have a child that's just so bubbly and going, you still have to watch for those signs in every child. Well, let's talk about that, because it is the elephant in the room with so many kids just so out there with all of this, quite frankly, child abuse, as far as I'm concerned. How can a parent begin to zone in on that, and what are some of the steps in that area?
Well, again, I start with the helping them to minimize the amount of time that they are online, because one of the major contributing factors to rising rates of suicide, depression, and anxiety among our youth is social media. So we've got to limit them there. But the other thing that is so important is for parents to help their kids learn the importance of model and also help them get that really good self-care. So that self-care is eating well, it's exercising regularly, it's getting outside, being out in the sunshine, and also sleeping. Those devices interfere with kids' ability to sleep well. And obviously sleep deprivation is something that can cause people to get worse and so forth. But I will say, I agree with you that we need to not be afraid to talk about suicide, because the kids are learning about it. They're seeing it around them.
Yes.
They are experiencing it in their friends. And so if you see your child showing some signs of depression or high levels of stress, it's okay to start talking with them about how they are feeling, tell me how things are going, not have you ever felt this way, but more to say, tell me about your life, et cetera. And then at some point, it's actually good to ask that probative question, which is, have you ever thought of hurting yourself? This is what happens. If you ask a child or a teenager or an emerging young adult, like a college student, have you ever thought of hurting yourself? If they haven't, you're not planting an idea that they're not aware of. Obviously, in their culture, they're aware. In this culture, they're aware of suicide. So if they haven't thought about it, then they'll say, well, why would you think that? And that opens up the door for you to talk about some of the things that you've observed that made you concerned. But if you do ask the question, they're actually relieved. They're relieved that someone cares enough to ask that question and is noticing that things are not going well for them.
Hmm. Got about 2 minutes left. And so in that area of this communication, and I know in our family, a lot of times the conversation is, Zach, how are some of the kids you're hanging with? I know there's a lot of confused kids there. And you got anybody around that you know that's really kind of down and out, maybe thinking about suicide? Because that's an entree to then sort of ask follow-up questions more specifically, maybe cleverly, to see how your son and daughter is handling that. But when 2 minutes left, because I really want to get into the grandparenting aspect of child development in just a moment in the second break. But marriage and families, if families are having issues, sometimes mom and dad get so engrossed in the, the back and forth, of their issues, they forget about thinking about the child, and that's when the suicidal thoughts can slip in and not be noticed. Only about a minute 30 left. I'm sorry, but go ahead and take a shot at this.
Yes, and what happens a lot is that kids start to feel very responsible for trying to keep their parents together. So they're already dealing with the stresses of their lives growing up and the things that are going on around them. And then maybe unbeknownst to parents, they are feeling very responsible for keeping them together. And then extremely worried that they're going to break up and feeling like, what am I going to do if my parents divorce? Because that is a major loss. So if parents are going through divorce, I always suggest that they get counseling for their children so their children are able to talk about how that's affecting them and how they can separate themselves from their parents' relationship and be able to talk about the things that are really affecting them outside of the marriage and family issues that are there. But they definitely need that support, and also family counseling is really great at that point in time as well.
Now, folks, a lot of folks, we're talking about either single moms or dads, and we're talking about two parents that both work. in come the secret weapon, and that can be the grandparents. And I got to tell you, Joni is an expert, married 45 years. She's a grandmother times two. And we're going to talk about being an intentional Christian grandparent, that you can play a vital role, not only the things we're talking about today, but all aspects of your grandchildren and their development. More of that coming up in a moment with Joni DeBrito with Focus on the Family. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
The preceding segment was pre-recorded.
Hi, Bill Bunkley here for Care Team Home Care. I want you to meet two excellent Care Team Home Care professionals, Bill and Carissa.
My name is Bill Darnell. I'm the Director of Nursing for Care Team Home Care.
I am Carissa Darnell, and I am an infusion home health nurse for Care Team.
I feel that I make a great difference in patients and families' lives.
I feel supported as an RN by the company, and I feel that I can deliver excellent patient care because I am not stressed out.
We have a large portion of our clientele are veterans.
The scheduling is flexible, and the compensation is excellent.
Being able to be more at home, which is what we are, we're in the home, you're going to get to know them.
Want to make a change for 2024? Care Team Home Care is now hiring healthcare aides, LPNs, and RNs. You can apply in person at 3311 West Kennedy Boulevard. And for more information on career opportunities, visit careteamhomecare.com.
Hello, this is Alistair Begg inviting you to join me and my friends from Salem Media Group on the Deeper Faith Cruise to Canada and New England this coming September. We'll enjoy the beautiful fall scenery along the coastline as we make our way from Boston up through the Gulf of St. Lawrence and over to Quebec City. Our voyage will include stops in Rockland, Maine, Nova Scotia, and Prince Edward Island. We'll be visiting charming villages, touring historic lighthouses, dining on fresh seafood, and along the way we'll have the opportunity to enjoy a wonderful time of Christian fellowship as we learn from God's Word together. That's the Deeper Faith Canada and New England Cruise, September 2024. Learn more and book your ticket online at deeperfaithcruise.com or by calling 855-565-5519. I hope you'll come along.
The following segment was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Hey, welcome back. Bill Bunkley here. And we are talking with our great friend, Dr. Joni DeBrito, and she's with Focus on the Family. Now, let me tell you what, she has been a pillar there at Focus, developing some major programs, as we talked about earlier. And now, I know maybe she thinks she went in kind of semi-retirement, but maybe yes or no, because she's still on the front lines. Now, I want to remind you that FocusOnTheFamily.com is that website, especially if you want to, we've only scratched the surface, if you want to start digging down on some of the suicide issues, suicide prevention, either for yourself or for your kids, obviously, and also the effects of marriage and family, a lot of great resources there at FocusOnTheFamily.com, as well as kind of remembering that when you got other issues, the kids are involved. But remember, when you go to FocusOnTheFamily.com, do /give. FocusOnTheFamily.com/give. All these resources are free for you, including one initial counseling call. But there's referrals to get you back with somebody in person here throughout Central Florida. But let's continue to support the best website of resources from a Christian worldview for all aspects of your life. Well, as I said earlier, Dr. Joni is married for 45 years and is a grandmother times two, and they reside there in Colorado Springs. I know now, since you have moved into, and I realize it because I'm a one-time over grandparent, you get in this point in life, and then all of your expertise leads you to give us some thoughts about being an intentional Christian grandparent to help those singles, to help those two that are working, and maybe just to help out. How can grandparents sort of start getting in the game here?
Well, thanks for asking about that, because grandparents are a wonderful resource for families and for kids as they're developing. As we know, it's very normal for parents to have some conflict with their grandchildren, or excuse me, with their children. And often the grandparents can often the grandparents can kind of be a buffer for that and address certain things in a slightly gentler way because they typically don't have as much contact. But also, as you mentioned, people are super busy, and often kids are left alone when they're a little bit older. Not when they're young, but even when they are older, they need a lot of supervision, especially around this issue of the use of devices. And so parents are trying to make ends meet, and they're out working, and they get to the point where their kids are kind of beyond the age of a babysitter, but it's helpful to have someone around that's kind of keeping an eye on things and making sure that they're eating and getting out in the sunshine and, you know, getting some exercise, that kind of thing. And that's a role that grandparents can play. Also, I love the fact that you use the word intentional Christian grandparenting, because for listeners who are grandparents, there is a wonderful program called Legacy Coalition. It's affiliated loosely with Focus on the Family. We've done a lot of work together. And Legacy Coalition is available at legacycoalition.com. And their whole mission is to help grandparents learn how to intentionally disciple their grandchildren, but also learn just how to interact with them and how they can be helpful with their children who are raising their grandchildren.
You know, there's some great observations sometimes that grandparents can have. And just this past weekend, I was at a 50-year wedding reception, and there were three generations that were there. And it was really a grand time because I knew the children when they were very young. I think our relationship with this family goes back to the first grade. And so now they're grown, and they don't have little children. They have pretty good-sized children, but they're still in, say, middle school age. And to see all of those coming together, and this particular family is very close, the original brothers and sisters who are now the aunts and uncles, great-aunts and uncles. And for us to just see this interaction. And on top of that, they're all musicians. So when they get together as a family, I feel like I'm on the set for, you know, the reunion and I can't.
My the mind. Osmonds, maybe?
No. they always have the reunions of the family from Bill Gaither.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bill. You've been on my show so many times. I just got a little cancer deal, my little fog. But what I want to get back to see the interaction of the grandparents. With two generations, if you got family around in town, do some get-togethers once a quarter. Talk about that, because not just in the one-on-ones, come over and be a grandparent. But if there's some family things that could be structured where there's all this going on, that just gives these kids a sense of connection, even when they're small.
It does. And you do have insight into them that's very different from parents. Also, just a little tip. I have a grandson who's going on 12. We've had a very close relationship, but of course he's getting to that age where his peers are becoming more important. And he's not quite as free with his conversation with me as he has been in the past, which is fine. I recognize that, you know, that's part of his development. We still have a great relationship. So a couple of weeks ago, I got a little composition book, and I just wrote a little note in the front, and I said, hey, I thought it'd be really cool if we started writing notes to each other. And I left it on the bed of the room where my grandchildren sleep if they're staying with us, or the room where they play if they're staying with us. And he came up to me and he said, Nana, that is such a cool idea. I saw your letter, and I'm going to answer your questions. So we've kind of started a little letter writing. And I think you have to just adjust to the different ages for kids and figure out things that work for them.
Well, I got to tell you, that is just a wonderful idea. And folks, let me just leave you with this. We've about run out of time. That, you know, we think with all the gadgets, all the technology, all the striving, and all of the climbing the corporate ladder or whatever we do, So much of that is nothing but robbing those very important family relationships. And if you haven't done one in a while, especially with your kids and grandkids, get something scheduled. And don't just go out to eat at a restaurant or go somewhere where, you know, theme parks are great, but there's no real family time. But an opportunity to just kind of hang at somebody's house and just spend some time together and do some fun things. Like this weekend, they had badminton, they had croquet, they had all sorts of things. And I know I'm showing my age, but I always like croquet. But you get the idea, you know. That is worth more than whatever you can earn.
Absolutely.
And remember, the Brinks truck doesn't follow you to the cemetery in that last moment. So invest, send the crowns of the kingdom, also crowns to your family, and make sure you go to focusonafamily.com for more ideas about grandparenting. And we are honored to have the grandparent in chief. I know we got a lot more focus, but that is our guest today, Dr. Joni DeBrito. And as always, your wealth and depth of knowledge is always helpful for us. And it always is a spark to get us thinking. And then we can follow up with a lot of the resources that you have been instrumental in there at FocusOnTheFamily.com. And we thank you for spending some time with us today.
You're so welcome. And thank you to you as well, Bill. You always have many words of wisdom for the audience.
No, thank you. Give it all the Lord. Thank you so much. Coming up next, my final thoughts for the week. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
The preceding segment was pre-recorded. W282 CI Tampa, W262 CP Bayonet Point.
Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Or listen on TuneIn and Odyssey.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A man set himself on fire outside the New York courtroom where the Trump criminal trial is taking place. It's not known if the incident is related to the trial. The Florida man is in critical condition. Meanwhile, a jury and alternates have been selected in the trial, which could start on Monday. Israel and Iran are both playing down an apparent Israeli airstrike near a major airbase and nuclear site in central Iran. The muted public responses signal that two enemies are ready to prevent their latest eruption of violence from escalating into a full-blown region-wide war. Stocks finishing mixed today. The Dow was up 211 points. The NASDAQ lost 319. And the S&P 500 dropped 43 points. This is SRN News.
What if I told you that you could start relieving your joint discomfort in just a few days? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you've been disappointed by joint supplements in the past that fail to give you the relief you need. So we're going to prove it to you by sending you a complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Instaflex is number one at GNC because it can start relieving your joint discomfort in just a few days. And right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9926. Fast-acting Instaflex is great for your knees, hands, even your hips, and it starts relieving your discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9926. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9926. 1-800-608-9926.
Come with us and join hands and hearts in prayer at the 31st Annual Tampa National Day of Prayer Brunch with Faith Talk Tampa, Thursday, May 2nd at Armature Works. It's a growing tradition as believers come together to lift up our nation and its leaders. This year, we're proud to present the theme, Lift Up the Word, Light Up the World. Inspired by the book of 2 Samuel, together we'll embrace the power of prayer and the guiding light of faith. And we are excited to welcome Grammy-winning songwriter, best-selling author, and dedicated Bible teacher, Laura Story, as our keynote speaker. It's the 31st Annual Tampa National Day of Prayer Brunch at Armature Works in Tampa from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on May 2nd. Let's come together as a community and make a difference through the power of prayer. Tickets are available now at letstalkfaith.com or call to reserve your spot at 813-349-8238. 813-349-8238.
It all starts with a drip that can turn into a gush.
that can turn into a major leak inside your home. Unless you have protection from water leak damage with the Water Shield by FPL Home Water Protection Program. A smart water shutoff device and app work together to monitor your home's water usage, provide real-time alerts right to your phone, and even automatically turn off your water when a major leak is detected. So you can rest assured that your home has protection from water leak damage, most of which isn't covered by basic homeowners insurance. It's peace of mind protection at just $9.99 a month for the first year with promo code RADIO. Call 800-731-2641, 800-731-2641. That's 800-731-2641. Offer expires December 31st, 2024. FPL Home is an unregulated subsidiary of Florida Power & Light Company. The Water Shield by FPL Home program is offered by FPL Home and not Florida Power & Light Company.
The following segment was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Hey, welcome back. Bill Bunkley here. It's 5:30 here in the East, and what that means is if it's a Friday afternoon, it is our regular conversation with our great friends at Movie Guide. You know, this weekend's going to be another fine weekend all across Central Florida, and maybe the movies might be an option. And that plus other forms of entertainment, you always want to be sure as a Christ follower to make sure that whatever you're putting before your eyes or whatever you're putting before the eyes of your family, and that includes language and all that that comes through our ears, you want to make sure that it's nothing that would really be something that Jesus wouldn't sit with you right in that theater. So that's why we tune in with Movie Guide each and every week. And by the way, go to movieguide.org, movieguide.org if you're tuned in for the first time. You'll want to make that a favorite on your home or office PC. And you'll also want to download the app. And whether you have an Apple platform or an Android platform, it works for either one because it is the most comprehensive review of the movies that you may be considering to go to the movies and take your family. Now, that's kind of a major part of what they do, but to me, it's not the main thing because Dr. Ted Bear, who's going to be with us in just a moment, he and his staff, they are our representatives in Hollywood to all the major players into making motion pictures. He's also had an influence on, as I look at it, every person, individual, some of the names that you would know that have been leading in the production of the high-quality Christian movies, all of them have studied under Dr. Bear. But we want to keep them, be able to lobby the executives out in Hollywood to understand that their surveys constantly updated indicate that family-friendly movies and Christian movies are real, real good boxes, box office sellers, as well as the impact they're having on the nation. So we want to keep Dr. Bear on the front lines with all of that. And you do that by going to movieguide.org, and on the right-hand line of the top horizontal navigation bar, you'll see a red button with a heart that says donate. And so this is a 501c3 ministry, so if you need that tax deduction, that certainly is available, especially if you would really pray about a real significant gift. But right now, would you consider making a contribution to them because we need to keep them fully funded on the front lines? Well, let's get to our briefing today because, again, we have the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, Dr. Ted Bear. And Dr. Ted Bear, it is awesome to have you with us once again.
It's always great to be with you. In fact, I got a tooth pulled yesterday, but I said I've got to be with Bill the next day. So here I am loaded up with stuff to keep going. Anyway, I just
I am humbled.
Lasted an hour.
Oh, anyway. My word. Well, I'm just humbled, Lord, that he can speak. And so thank you so much for us to have this tremendous blessing today. You know, I have been advising, we didn't get a chance to talk about it yet, but based on your review of Civil War, obviously for what I do, that would have been one of the first movies I'd want to see to understand what the culture is seeing. But I was so dissuaded by your full review at movieguide.org, I didn't go, and I've advised our listeners not to see it. Give us just a quick review of this movie, Civil War.
Well, you know, this is such encouraging news that you didn't go, because the point of the movie reviews that we do, which is really an analysis looking at them on 150 criteria, is to pull the teeth of any desire to go. And once upon a time on another radio program like yours, a man said his daughter wanted to go to a movie, and then she read our review and found out that animals were being abused, and she said, I don't want to go to this movie. It was a comedy. It made a little bit of money. Civil War, though, to pull the teeth of desire is a misleading title for the movie. I'm reading the review. It's more of a cinematic discourse on the dangers of a war correspondent. It has a cynical, depressing, nihilistic view. So if you want to go to a cynical, depressing, nihilistic movie that his last scenes are extremely bleak, you can go to Civil War and be depressed and be nihilistic. Unfortunately, Bill, some people are attracted by depression and nihilism, but I'm not. So it's not a worthwhile movie. It's politically correct, of course, and it's in America where there's a civil war. And it's really a pathetic view of what America is, because it isn't what America is. And what's sad about this is I just looked at a survey of people who think that are patriotic, and it's gone down to like what you probably saw the survey, like 40%. And it used to be 60%, but mm-hmm. It should be 90% of the people are patriotic. They believe in the country. They support the country. But progressivism is, you know, in the schools have consistently turned people away from America, which is very sad in my mind, because I'm 77 years old and I grew up loving the country.
I tell you what, just don't even waste your time on Civil War. And by the way, for the full review, go to movieguide.org, movieguide.org. Just put in Civil War and find out the amount of garbage that you're going to be exposed to, and then you will move on. But hey, we got another review. In fact, we got some things to talk about, and that is the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare rip-snorting movie about brave British commandos and spies. How about this one?
Well, this is a very old-fashioned. If you liked old-fashioned war movies, this is an old-fashioned war movie. And it's a true story, actually. It's a story about how they formed a division of the British as they were fighting the Germans to infiltrate and sneak into Germany and sabotage its U-boats. It's exciting. And, in fact, one of the greatest writers of all history was part of that division, and that the Ian Fleming, who wrote the James Bond novels. So he was actually in that team. Of course, it creates more drama and excitement. I don't know how we could say that, because I think sneaking into the port in North Africa to sabotage the U-boats would be ultimately exciting. But they, you know, it becomes more dramatic in the movie. Churchill forms this group, and later the group becomes the Office of Security, becomes the sort of the CIA in England. So it's a very exciting movie, but it's got a lot of strong stuff in it. So I suggest that you be careful for the violence. And it's an adult movie. It's not for children because we teach cognitive development theory and media literacy. But there are two movies for children that are opening up, so this is good news.
All right. Want to tell you, it's 4 out of 4 stars. Not a green light on this one. This is for sure just adults. If you like shoot 'em up, bang 'em up movies, well, it's heavy on the violence. As you would imagine in a war flick, got some light language, does have some light sex and light nudity. For the full review, go to movieguide.org for the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Next, let's go to The Long Game, fun and inspirational. Tell us about this one.
Well, The Long Game has everybody in it that was in one of our Movie Guide winners, Blue Miracle. And it's about a group of Mexican-American teenagers in 1955 Texas who love the game of golf. But the club says you can't play here because you're Mexican, which is pretty blatant. So the school superintendent, who's Mexican, brings the group together, and he brings a man played by Dennis Quaid, who's playing a Mexican, who is an excellent golfer, and teaches them how to play golf. And they go on to – well, I can't tell you the ending of the movie, but you know it already. But it's a fabulous movie. And Evie, you know, who fills in for me every other week, says it's just great, one of her favorite movies of all time. It's very pro-American. That's what we need, pro-American, very pro-family, very strong, and a lot of good Christian content in it. So the long game is very good. And then I didn't send you one other review that I want to mention that's opening this weekend. We Grown Now is about two black boys growing up. They're 7 and 10 year old, and they're growing up in the Chicago housing projects. And instead of what you think, which is violence and all of that, it's about their love for each other, and their family and their prayers and all of the goodness that comes out of it. It's a drama. It's not an action adventure. It's not portraying these people. It's bringing an insight into their life in a very wonderful movie. So you've got two family movies opening this weekend, and I speak all the time. I spoke last week to a denomination. I go to Concord, New Hampshire soon, et cetera, and people are always saying there are no family movies. So get over it. There are two family movies and one mature audience movie. So don't tell me there are no family movies with strong Christian content, because they're out there.
All right. Hey, go right now to movieguide.org to check out the full reviews on these two movies, and just might be the thing you're looking for this weekend. And while you're there, you'll see on that landing page that navigation bar, horizontal bar on the right-hand side, just to click that red donate button, and let's get on board with the team here with Movie Guide. Well, articles are also a very, very quality, well-done aspect of the Ministry of Movie Guide, and on that top bar, you'll also see that you can click on the articles, and boy, they come fast and furious. Two that we want to highlight today. The first one is advocates are growing as lawsuits target social media after some teenagers and their deaths. Talk about this article.
Well, for a long time, these lawsuits were dismissed. These are very, you know, personal stories of young kids being seduced on Snapchat and other channels, and bought one boy bought an oxycodone pill with pure phenytoil and it died. Another girl did the same thing, and their parents decided to sue in spite of the fact that these were always turned down, because they said, well, that Snapchat or CNN or something did not sell the drugs. But they were pushing this. And so it's, to me, because I used to work at the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Securities Fraud Department, I think that these lawsuits are terrific. It's high time that these people take responsibility, what they put on whatever the sites are, Facebook, yes, Snapchat, yes. Twitter, whatever they happen to be. They need to take responsibility, and they need to get rid of this stuff. And I guess both of the two cases we're talking about, a Movie Guide or about fentanyl, which is killing these kids, so yes, we need to stop it. And the next article I was going to mention is about, I've been teaching media literacy since 1978. That shows how old I am. And parents have to get kids off of their smartphones. They have to get their kids protected from all of these pedophiles and other people that reach out. We have tons of articles about it. And people read the articles, and then they don't protect their kids. I go travel all the time, and people come up to me. One person at this denomination conference said her niece committed suicide. We've got to stop this. Two ways to stop it. One, we said you should bring the lawsuit when it happens. A better way to stop it is you stop it before it happens, like the article that a psychologist urges parents to act together. Stop it before the kids go off the deep end, because this is a tremendous pull on kids that are susceptible. And every child in the teenage years thinks that they're not good enough, and they're all susceptible to being turned over to these predators that are destroying them.
That's right. We're out of time, but make sure you check this important article out at movieguide.org, and make sure that you make a contribution. Heavenly Father, I pray right now that Dr. Bear will have a quick recovery from the tooth extraction. And Lord, I know that we love to hear from him and our entire audience, and our audience is praying for his recovery in Jesus' name. Dr. Bear, as always, I got to slip out pretty quick, but thanks so much for being with us and a little bit of combat pay today.
Thank you.
God bless you. I'll be right back.
The preceding segment was pre-recorded.
Bill Bunkley here. I want to take a moment to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being a listener to this station. Whether it's our Faith Talk stations across Central Florida or our answer stations blanketing everything north and south of the Skyway. Without you, there's no reason for us to be here doing what we do. And of course, what we do is not like anything else that's out there in the old or new media. In this day and age, we do not take this responsibility for granted. And so I would also like to take this opportunity to encourage you. If you agree with our messaging and want to support our efforts, there's no better way to do so than to support the great advertisers you hear on our stations. If you learn about a product or service here, please consider patronizing that business the next time you're in the market for what they have to offer. And if you have a business that could use some effective marketing, well, radio still very much gets results, and you can get started by calling Steve Baltimore at 813-349-8240.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Everyone knows the old saying, nothing lasts forever. Well, whoever said that obviously never bought a timeshare. Not only do your maintenance fees and assessment fees go on forever, they go up forever. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Over 10 years ago, I was a timeshare salesman. But once I saw the dark side of the business, I quit. I started helping folks get out of their timeshares. Since then, we've helped over 30,000 families by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-839-8484. That's 800-839-8484. 800-839-8484.
Since 1992, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews has helped rescue over 770,000 Jews out of poverty, persecution, and anti-Semitism on Fellowship Freedom flights. Bishop Paul Lanier, U.S. Board Chairman for the Fellowship.
I'm at the airport right now, Ben Gurion Airport. There is a flight that has come in from Ukraine. In a matter of moments, precious children, orphans, we're getting off of this plane to be able to make Aliyah.
The cost to rescue one Jew on a Fellowship Freedom flight is $710. We're praying for 20 listeners who will call today and donate $35 to help bring one Jew to Israel. President and CEO of the Fellowship, Yael Eckstein.
Right now, all of us, we have an opportunity to help fulfill biblical prophecy for just $35. We all can take $35 to partner with God to bring a Jewish person home. Wow, the words of the Bible coming to fruition.
Just $35 helps one poor Jew out of a life of hopelessness and anti-Semitism.
My name is Rebecca, and I just challenge you today to give out of a cheerful, loving heart to his people that need so much these days, that are broken, that need comfort, that need to be brought home to their home place, Israel.
Jews have waited for this moment in history. They are looking to God for their rescue. God is looking to us, Christians, to be his representatives of prophetic biblical fulfillment. Your gift of $35 will go immediately to the Fellowship's Aliyah ministry and will help support a poor Jew before and after their arrival in Israel. Please call 800-315-2112. 800-315-2112. That's 800-315-2112.
The following segment was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
So Jesus,
hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley with some final thoughts on today's briefing as we go into the weekend. And it's always at this time that I try to always remember to thank you for being part of our listening audience and being part of the Bill Bunkley Show family. As I always say, we are here in God's service, but we are here to serve you. And always know that as we do our three-hour briefing, we always like to hear from you. And by the way, if you have a topic or a subject, maybe it's a particular chapter or verse in Scripture that you'd like for us to talk about on air, or maybe a topic that maybe is of interest to you, there's so many things we could talk about each week, and I pray and do my best to hear clearly from the Holy Spirit What are the things that would be best served for us to do in our 3 hours that we are with you? Always know you can call 877-943-9673, 877-943-9673, and you can always just talk to Gabe and let him know what's on your heart. If you'd like to email us, you can email us at afternoons@letstalkfaith.com. That's afternoons@letstalkfaith.com. And reminding you that any of our topics of this week and going back so many days and months in the rear, you can always go to our website at letstalkfaith.com and then hover your mouse over the left-hand side of the horizontal navigation bar. You'll see programs, and when you hover that mouse, you'll see a pop down. Click on the Bill Bunkley Show, and then you can just scroll down past my bio. That's our show page. And first, if you want to go back to any of my daily commentaries, my opinion pieces, something to think about, you can click on that. And if not, just scroll down a little bit more, and the latest show is on top. And that's our podcast page. We call it our archive page. But you can click on that, and you can listen to the latest show, and you can move that that sound bar back and forth through hour number one, number two, number three, especially if you know about when there was maybe a guest you wanted to listen to. And, of course, you can also download it and take it with you as well. I want to remind you that we're about to close out the opportunity for you to come and pray with me on Thursday, May the 2nd at the Armature Works in downtown Tampa, because that's a very special day. Millions of Americans all across America are going to be praying for our country. It's a National Day of Prayer. And again, that is Thursday, May the 2nd. Now, we're going to have the 31st Annual National Day of Prayer Brunch at the Armature Works. We're going to open the doors at 11 o'clock. We'll be sitting around circular tables soon after that for a great fellowship luncheon. And then we're going to be praying about our government, our media, the education, our schools, our churches, our families, and, of course, our military and more. And I'd love to have you join me. If you would like to do that, we'll have you out by 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And we're very blessed because our praise and worship is going to be given to us by Laura Story. And she is a Grammy Award-winning songwriter, and she's also going to be bringing the message as well. Go to our website if you'd like to secure a table for your group or also individual seating. And just go to letstalkfaith.com, letstalkfaith.com, and click on the banner, and you can go ahead and secure your table or your individual chair right there. Well, let me roll out the Mother's Day sweepstakes again for this year. And right now, how would it be if you were able to win $500 for your mama? That's what it's all about. We have been doing this for several years. This is a Mother's Day sweepstakes. And if you want to have an opportunity to maybe win $500 for a little extra love and gifts this year, this is our annual Mother's Day sweepstakes. And again, $500 is at stake. Or you might receive a free copy of Happy Heart by renowned author Trisha Goyer. Now, you can go and order today at letstalkfaith.com, letstalkfaith.com, and then be sure to come back and order each and every day throughout the contest. And the more time that you get in and enter, the more opportunity that you will have to win. And that's a great opportunity. Always come, and we have so many other. We have Jimmy Fallon free tickets to win as well. We've got another opportunity for a free PDF, Discover the Power of Gratitude. And, of course, we have 10th generation iPad. That's going to be our grand prize winner in that contest, loaded with ministry resources from Jack Hibbs. And, of course, we are showcasing his new book, Living in the Days of Deception. That's D-A-Z-E, not D-A-Y-S. Living in the Days of Deception, how to really understand truth from the culture's lies that's all around us, and that's another great opportunity. Well, we're going to settle in for the weekend. It's going to be a great one. I'm actually got some business that we'll be taking care of this weekend as we are looking at how to come against Amendment Number 4, and that is the abortion amendment that will be on the November ballot. Remember, I'm encouraging you to vote no on Number 3 and Number 4. Vote no on Number 3 and Number 4. Number 3 will be recreational marijuana on the Florida ballot, and Number 4 will be abortion all the way up to the time of birth. 3 and 4, vote no. That'll wrap it up this week. I'm Bill Bunkley, your host of the Bill Bunkley Show. Tune in Monday at 3. I'll see you then. God bless and have a wonderful weekend.
The preceding.